Hey everybody, we are going to hit some great stuff today. It's the 29th of April, and turn over to Matthew chapter 28.
It's the first account of the resurrection, and I'm going to gloss past that a little bit today because we've got three other accounts of the resurrection, because there's something at the end of Matthew 28 that isn't recorded the same way in the other gospels, and I just wanted to share it with you, and it may sound very familiar starting in the 16th verse. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee. So Jesus has risen. The disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So these few verses have so much in them. Jesus is talking about his authority, but then he gives a command. We know this command as the Great Commission. Now he's talking to 11 disciples right now, but don't you think this applies to all followers of Jesus? Going and making disciples of all nations, spreading the news of Jesus all over the world. And then he puts in baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's why when we do baptisms at the church, we baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. The Trinity right there, Jesus putting the Trinity all together, and in their names and in God's name, we are baptizing people. But let's not miss out on verse 20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Now that's the tricky part, is teaching people everything that Jesus has commanded us. And I talked about this a couple days ago. It's so easy to pick and choose what we decide to follow, but Jesus is making so clear that we're to obey everything that he has commanded us. And then I love, love, love how the end of the book of Matthew ends. It's with a promise. "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Do you walk through each day remembering that Jesus is with you? That he is with you. He sent the Holy Spirit to be with you. And I tell you what, I really fail in this area a lot of the time when I'm struggling with things, when I'm hurting, when I'm sad, when I'm depressed, when I'm angry, when I'm frustrated, when I'm just not feeling joy. I need to remember this last sentence, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." It's so easy for us in difficult times to feel alone, isn't it? Even if we have people around us who love us, it's so easy to feel alone because nobody truly understands exactly how we feel. And I know people come to us and say, "Oh, I know exactly how you feel," and those are discouraging words. Those aren't encouraging words, because nobody exactly knows you're hurt. Because everyone's different, everyone's experiences are different, everyone's personalities and the way they're wired and deal with things are different. But we have this promise that we're left with, that Jesus left to those 11 men who I'm sure were listening very intently. And he wants us to listen intently. And his word is full of the promise that he is always with his people. God is with you in this moment and always will be. Remember that today.